And I was walking out of school the other day with my class, and we'd just been singing a song in assembly, and it was saying, "Our God is a good God." And some boys in my class started singing it in a silly way. And I said to them, "You can't say that." I said, "If you look around you, you can see our world that we do have a very good God." And they couldn't see the natural fact we live in a wonderful world and we have a God who is good. And we've just been singing that. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. You might think, well, I'm sure that my parents don't come from heaven. I'm sure they're not from God. If you have any good things in your life, okay, these good things we have, yes, ultimately they come from God. Okay, and today it's an opportunity to say thank you to Him. So, let's pray to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you this afternoon that we can meet together in this place here to worship and praise your holy name. You are Almighty God, and you are so high above us, and you are holy, and you are perfect, and you are everything, you are all powerful, as Mark was talking about this morning, and we are amazed that we can come and pray to you, but we know we can because of what our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, did for us. We thank you that we can approach the very throne of heaven itself this afternoon and pray to you. And Lord, we know that we could never do this if our Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ, hasn't come and died for us. And Lord, this afternoon we are particularly coming together, together now to say thank you to you for the good things you give us. And particularly this afternoon we want to come and say thank you to you for the way in which seed time and harvest, summer and winter, do not fail. That throughout the world there is a harvest, that we do have food, as you promised. And we thank you that you are God who keeps your promises. And this afternoon we pray that you will listen to our praise and prayer, Lord, and we pray that it may be acceptable to you. And we pray this afternoon that our Saviour may be glorified here. And Lord, we do thank you that we do have a Bible we can read. We do thank you that we can open it up together and share it like this. And we pray this afternoon, you'll be pleased, Lord, to presence yourself here with us, that we know that otherwise we're meeting together in vain. We pray this afternoon, our Saviour will be pleased to presence himself with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder if anyone can tell me, the children, whereabouts we read, first of all, about harvest. Deuteronomy, well, that's a good name, isn't it, of a book? Well done, of all the books to choose, Deuteronomy. Ah, it's before Deuteronomy. Yes, well done. In Genesis, can you believe that? There's been the flood, and God comes and speaks to Noah, and he says to him, and we're going to read it now. We turn to Genesis chapter 8, and we're going to read from verse 15. Noah's been in the ark, and now God is now making a promise to him and to us too. And God spoke to Noah saying, verse 16, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird and whatever creeps on the earth according to their families went out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease." Right, we're now going to come and pray. Before we do that, so think about the things that we need to pray for. But first of all, we're coming together today to say thank you to God for all the good things he gives us. The fact he keeps his promises and we have food in our... Okay, you look in your cupboards at home, you've got lots of food. Okay, a nice variety of food. Okay, we're very fortunate in this land that we can go into shops and buy food. So we come together to say thank you to God for all his blessings to us and for the promises he keeps. But there are people in the world who do not have as much food as we have. And the reason is because the way the food is shared out is not done fairly. Some people are greedy and some people go without. In our world we have enough food for everybody. Unfortunately, men are sinners. People like to be greedy and keep stuff for them. Other people go without. So we can pray for those people who go without. Also, there's been some terrible news today. We need to pray for what's going on in Kenya, isn't it? In Kenya, where a bomb went off outside a church, I'm not sure what kind of church it was. Even so, it's terrible news. And 40 people have been blown up. It's terrible news. We need to pray for those families who are affected by that. Also, if there are children near you, maybe in our streets, maybe in our schools, that aren't as fortunate as us. Unfortunately, some parents aren't very good parents. So we need to say thank you to God as well for our parents, the fact they care for us, give us lots of lovely things. Dear Heavenly Father, we do come before you now, and our hearts are full of love to you, and praise to you, and thanks to you, because you are a good God. We have so much to say thank you to you for. And all today, particularly, we are coming together to say thank you to you for the way that you are faithful to your promises. And we thank you that throughout this world, that there is food and love for everybody. And we know this is because you, even though we are desperately sinful against you, and even though that verse says, even though man's heart is corrupt, yet you are still faithful and good to us. We do not deserve this goodness, but we know it's because of your grace. And we thank you for that. And we thank you that in our cupboard at home we have a wide variety of foods and plenty of it, Lord. And this is because of your good hand towards us. Lord, we know there are places in this world where they do not have enough food, where they are going hungry. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for those who seek to alleviate their needs, who seek to help them. And Lord, we pray that in our own way, in different ways that we can, that we will seek to help that. We know there are people in our country who may also be in a situation where they don't have much food. Help us to do what we can to be thoughtful for others. Lord, we do thank you today also for those who care for us and provide for us. Lord, we know that unfortunately there are some families where parents do not do this for their children. But we thank you. All of us here can say that we have people that care for us. And we will say thank you to you now for them. Lord, we do think of our land. Lord, we know that we have gone a long way away from you. That we do things that are against your law. That we do not live in this land according to your word. And we pray that you will forgive us and help us as a nation to live according to your word. Help the government, help those in government, help our MPs and those who can make decisions, that they may listen to your word and they may govern accordingly. Also pray, Lord, for this local area around here, Lord, in this area of Belvedere. We pray that you'll help us in our witness, to our friends and our neighbours. Of this area here, Lord, your kingdom will be extended. Lord, we thank you for the different clubs in this church here. Lord, we thank you they've started recently. We thank you for the good news that the children have come back. And Lord, this is answer to prayer. We want to bring you our thanks and praise now. And we pray, Lord, you continue to bless them. And those who are now helping in these clubs. For those who just started, we pray that you bless them as they seek to do this work for you. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that now as we come to look at your word, Lord, maybe there are some difficult verses to look at, maybe some difficult things that we find in your word. Lord, we thank that your word is truth. And Lord, help us, Lord, as we look at it, that you'll help us to understand. Give us eyes to understand what your word will say to us. And Lord, as we continue now, we pray that our Saviour will be glorified here. And that we will understand more from your word. And that as we bring you our thanks and praise, that our Saviour will be magnified and glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's what we're here for today, to say thank you to God for his blessings to us. I think particularly at harvest time, we do think about his blessings to us and the food that we have. We're never going to be happy. Actually, be able to concentrate at school, you can't be hungry. Okay? So, teachers are told to make sure you have water bottles out, make sure you've got a good packed lunch, And that's important. It's important that we have enough food, that we're not hungry. Okay, and that's what we're coming for today, particularly to say thank you to God for his blessings to us and the food that we have. Right, so we're going to think about a type of food today. And we're going to give you a few clues and see if you can work out what type of food it is we're going to think about. Ready? Got your thinking caps on. Right, clue number one. It comes in different shapes and sizes. Alright, so you've got to think of a type of food. You can get it in different shapes and sizes. It's not all the same. Okay, different colours. Okay, it can come in different colours. So this food I'm thinking of in my head, I've got a food in my head, it comes in different colours as well. Also, it's probably one of the most common foods in the whole world. Everybody, most people, eat it. Okay, have a think about it. So it comes in different shapes and sizes. So big and small, round and flat, all kinds of shapes and sizes. All different colours as well. And lots of people eat it. Most people in the world eat this food. Bread, you were right. Yes, bread. I'm thinking about bread. Right, next question. Different kinds of bread. We can think about different kinds of bread. I'll see if I've got it in my bag here. I said we were shopping yesterday to look for some. Came up with two bagfuls, different types of bread. Can anyone think of different types of bread that we eat? Let's try the children first. And if we can't think, yes. Can you think of the type of bread we can have? Soft bread. Oh, that's a great adjective. Right. Soft bread. Let me have a think if I've got some soft breads here. Soft bread. Yes, you can get soft bread. That's fact. Fruit bread. Let me look and see. This is bread with fruit inside. Okay. There we go. Fruit bread. Very nice. Put that there. Any other kinds of bread you can get? White bread. Brown bread. Let's see. Wholemeal brown bread. There we go. For those of you who like that kind of stuff. Anything else? So we've got chocolate bread, soft bread, white bread, fruit bread, brown bread. Because everybody eats bread. Most people eat bread. Throughout the world, people eat bread. Cornbread. Don't have cornbread here. You can. So normal bread's made from wheat. You can get cornbread made from corn. You can get rye bread made from rye. Well done. Seeded bread. Look at this. Seeded bread. This one's got sunflowers on. And it says sunflower honey loaf. Mmm. We'll cut that up and put that out later as well, I think. Okay, so you're right. You can get bread with seeds on and honey in. Garlic bread. Oh, yeah. Garlic bread. Doesn't that look nice? It makes me lovely light. Pita bread. Good boy. We've got pitas here. Okay. A bit of spicy chicken, some lettuce, some mayonnaise inside there. Nice toasted up. So this is flatbread. So we've got pita bread. Good boy. Well done. So we've got pita bread as well. Naan bread. Right. Any others? Granary bread. Oh, you're not going to get these. Green olive bread. Bread with olives in. Do you like olives? This one here. We're going to see what that says. Who'd like to read this for me? Spicy chili bread. Bread with chilies in. Wow. Yes. So we have bread with garlic in. Bread with fruit in. Wholemeal bread. Bread with seeds and nuts on. Brown bread. Naan bread. Black bread. All kinds of bread. There are loads and loads and loads of different kinds of bread. Because lots of people eat bread. All over the world. So some of this, in lots of different countries, everybody likes bread. Right. Let me have a look at some of these bread. Now all these bread have got, well these six have got labels on. So I need some of you to read the labels that's on here. Half price for today only. The usual price was £3, but when Liz went to the shop, this was half price. So, you can get bread that is cheap. Okay, I'm going to call this one. So you can get cheap bread. I'm going to tell you about some special bread today. I want you to listen. Special bread. You can get cheap bread, but I'm going to tell you about a special bread. The first thing I'm going to tell you about it, so all these special things about this special bread are going to go on this side. The first thing about this bread, this special bread is completely free. So there is a bread, a special bread that is completely free. Okay, and we're going to try and collect some information about this bread. And this is going to be about this kind of bread here. Right, I come to my second. Two slices of this bread, of this fruit loaf, will keep you full up until you get home from school.
Okay, well, that's quite a claim, isn't it? So if you have this bread, it'll keep you full up for the whole day. That's what they say. Keep you full up for the whole day. Just two slices. Keep you full up the whole day. So I'm going to write that on the board. It'll keep you full up for a whole day. Well, that's quite impressive bread. So you can get bread that is cheap. And we can get bread that will keep you full up
for the whole day.
Right. On this side, what am I putting up on this side? Things about what? You'll never be hungry. If you have this bread, you'll never be hungry. Well, that is special bread. Okay? Well, that's quite a claim to say about that bread, that it will actually keep you full up for a whole day. Well, this special bread says it will keep you full up, yet you'll never, ever be hungry. Right. Come to our third loaf. The Allerton whole meal. Not suitable for people who can't eat wheat. Now, this bread is made with wheat. They plant a field up, okay? It's harvest time, and they then chop the wheat down, and they make it into flour, and they make our bread. And most bread in the world is made with wheat. And this is made with wheat. But it says here, that it's not suitable for people who can't eat wheat, because some people can't eat wheat. They're allergic to it. So, what can we say about this bread? So what can we say about this bread? Who can read that for me? It's not suitable for everybody. Some people, this is not suitable for. Okay, it's not suitable for certain people. So I'm going to put that on this side. So let's have a look and see what we've got so far. This bread I bought from the shop. It could be cheap. It can keep you full up for one day. It's suitable for most people, but it's not suitable for everybody. On the other side, this is our special bread board. This is for a special bread we're thinking about today. This special bread is completely free. If you eat it, you will never be hungry again. And what do you think might be on this piece of paper here? That bread is not suitable for everybody. It's suitable for everybody. It's for the whole world. Absolutely, it's for everybody. It's completely free. You'll never be hungry again if you eat it. And it's for the whole world. Right, my next loaf. All these loaves. Right, we come to the sunflower honey loaf. Hovis, granary original. What does it say on the front? Great taste, more naturally, no artificial preservatives. What do you think the label on the back of this might say? It's good for your heart and helps to keep you healthy. So if you eat this, it's good for your heart and it will keep you healthy. It's got lots of goodness in it, you see. So what can we write about this one? It's what we can write. It will keep you healthy. Okay, so this bread, you eat it, some of this bread, if you eat it, it can keep you healthy. Well, that's quite good. We're quite happy with that. So, my big pile of bread down here, these are things I can say about it. Sometimes it can be nice and cheap. That's good. It will keep you full up for one day. Some of it can keep you full up for a whole day. That's good. It's suitable for most people, but not suitable for a few people. But most of us can eat it. And some of it will keep us healthy. Well, that's quite good. However, on the other side, this is our special bread. This is special bread. So have a look at what we've got on our list so far. It's free. If you eat it, you'll never be hungry again. And it's for everybody. And this is also something else we can say about it. You will never die. This special bread is free. If you eat it, you'll never be hungry again. It's for the whole world. And you'll never die. Then we come to two more left. From Asda. Right, okay. This one is from Asda. This is sunflower honey loaf. Now, if you're walking down the Broadway and you saw somebody dressed in, okay, some old clothes and, you know, just going, do you want to buy my bread? Would you want to buy his bread, Luke? If you saw an old man sitting there going, do you want to buy my bit of bread? Do you want to buy it? I don't think so, no. I don't think I would either, Luke, no. I'd want to go to a nice shop. I'm pretty certain they use some good ingredients. Okay, and I can trust the bread. So this says from Asda. Don't buy it from anywhere. Don't buy it from a good shop. So it's got nice ingredients in it. So this bread, and all of this bread, okay, all came from one shop. All came from Asda. What does that say? It's from a good shop. It can be cheap. It can keep you filled up for a day. Suitable for most people, not everybody. It can keep you healthy, this bread. And it's from a good shop. That's good. What about this special bread? Where's this special bread from? Where does this special bread come from? This bread, if you eat it, you'll never die. If you eat it, you'll never be hungry again.
It comes from heaven.
Put it up on our boards. Last one. The naan bread. What does it say on the back of here? Eat within 3 days or it will go mouldy. Now the other day we opened that cupboard up and we found some of these in the back, didn't we, Rebecca? Oh dear me, they were a year out of date. Oh. It's alright, this isn't here. oh dear me, Rebecca. They were not in a they actually didn't look too bad, did they? Eat within 3 days or they'll go mouldy. Now, when a tree is in the ground, does it just die? When it's still got the roots there, it's still being watered, will the tree just die? No, it's alive. So it doesn't go mouldy. However, if you chop a tree down and it lays down on the ground, what will happen to that tree when it's now dead? What will happen to it? It will die, yes, good girl. It's dead. And after a tree is dead, what happens to that tree? If you go in the woods a year later, what's happened to it? Yeah, it's all kind of falling to pieces. It's started going rotten. Okay? Because it's dead. Dead things go rotten very, very quickly. Now all these threads here, if you look at this thread, none of that is alive. It's not breathing. It's not moving. Okay? It's not growing. All that thread is dead. Okay? Which means, if you don't eat it quickly, it will go mouldy. Okay? All this thread here is dead. Which means you've got to eat it quite quickly. This is why all the bread, there'll be a eat by date. Okay? Eat within 3 days. Don't worry, we'll eat this within 3 days, won't we, James, I'm sure. Okay? So eat within 3 days. What can we say about this bread? Yes, it's not alive. It will go mouldy. What do you think I'm going to say about this bread? It is living bread. Right, there's a bit of a list here of our special bread. It's free. If you eat it, you'll never be hungry. It's for the whole world. If you eat it, you'll never die. It comes from heaven, and it's living bread. Right, can we just stop here, can we? Can we shut the books up and go and sing our last song? I don't think so. Then I've got a question. Where can you get it from? Yeah, what is it? Where can you get this bread from? Think you want to know that? I would. If somebody told me about this, I'd think to myself, I'd like some of that, please. I'm not the first person to talk about this, you know. Who do you think might be the first person to talk about bread like this? He was, actually. One day, he had some people like you are here today, and he said, I want to tell you about some special bread. And he told them all these things. So guess what the people said? Exactly what Mike said. What's this bread? We'd like some of that bread. Give us some of that bread. That's what they said. Jesus said to them, I am living bread. I am the bread of life. He said, I am this bread. And the people were very, very, very confused. They were very confused. Jesus said, I am living bread. And all the people were like, don't understand what you mean, Jesus. And they were very, very confused. Then we've got another question for me. If Jesus is living bread, maybe you need to start thinking to yourself, really? Jesus is living bread? He feels a little bit confused. It's quite confusing. What do you need to do with bread, Jacob? For it to do you any good at all? What do you need to do with this bread, okay? It's all well and good me showing you this garlic bread. What do you need to do with it? Yes, you do. So what's your question going to be? If I say to you that Jesus is living bread, what's that question going to be? Harry?
How does it taste like?
How does it taste like? Yeah, or how do we eat living bread? Do we have to eat Jesus? Okay. Well, some people ask that. They said, Jesus, do we can't do that. We don't understand what we have to do. They were very confused because Jesus said, okay, if you have this living bread, all these things will be true for you. And then Jesus said, I am the living bread. And the people said, I don't understand that, Jesus. That's very difficult. We can't eat you. And Jesus said, no, you don't. What you need to do is trust in me. Believe in me. And that's just like you are feeding on me. That's like you're eating the bread. Jesus said, if you believe in me, if you trust me, okay, it's like you're feeding on me. Jesus said, if you believe in Jesus, and he says to you right now, so make sure you're looking, he says, if you believe in me, all these things will be true for you. If you believe in Jesus and put your trust in him, you'll never be hungry again. If you believe in Jesus and trust in him, you will never die. Anyone got another question for me?
So if you believe in Jesus and put your trust in him, Jesus says to you that you will never be hungry again and you will never die. James? How can you be completely free? Oh, the bread is free. Because Jesus says, I'm giving myself to you. It's a good question. Jesus says, that's do anything to go to heaven. If you trust in me, Jesus says he gives himself to us. So yes, you'll never be hungry again and you'll never die. Now, yeah, tell us. How can we be the whole world? Well, Jesus said he died for the whole world. Okay, so it is for the whole world. He's perfect for everybody. Everybody here needs Jesus. So, the whole world, good question. Now, a lot of people here believe in Jesus and trust in him. Do you think Uncle Mike, okay, Uncle Mike believes in Jesus, trusts in him, do you think he's ever hungry? Jacob. Do you think he's ever hungry? Sometimes. But Jesus said this, listen, Jesus said, if you believe in me, if you trust in me, you will never be hungry and you will never die. Do you think one day Uncle Mike will die? But the Bible says, if you believe and trust in me, you will never die. So that gets even more confusing, doesn't it? Jesus says, if you believe and trust in me, you will never die. Right, we've got to listen. This is a really tricky bit, okay? We're almost done. You're listening really, really well. Right, Harry. Good boy. There's two parts to you. Now, when you stand up, Harry, we can all see you. Right, when we look at Harry, we can see the outside of him. Okay? And that's what we can see. His body, okay? His muscles, stretch muscles. Good? Yeah? There, we're there. Good boy, sit down. There are two parts to Harry, though. Harry, it's not just your outside. There's another part to you. That's your inside. And when we look at you, we can see your outside. We can't see the real you. That's inside you. Okay? We've got the outside, which needs to be fed with food. But there is an inside to you, Harry. And that's your soul that you can't see. That's the real you. That makes you you. And what Jesus says is, this part of you eats bread. That part will die one day. But there's another part to you, Harry, and all of you here. That part is your soul, your inside bit. And what Jesus says is, I will feed your soul. That is the bit that one day could die and go to hell. But Jesus says this, if you trust in me, your soul will always be satisfied. Your soul is not going to want anything else. You won't be seeking anything else in life. Your soul will be satisfied. Your soul will never die. It won't go to hell. That will live on forever. So for Uncle Mike sitting here, yes, his outside bit might get hungry because he eats his bread. One day his body will die. What about his soul? Because he believes in Jesus and trusts in him. Well, that part of it, he doesn't go around thinking, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm confused. I want more in my life. No, he's satisfied because he believes, trusted in Jesus. He's not hungry. His soul's not hungry. What else? His soul is not going to go to hell. His soul's going to go to heaven. His soul's going to carry on living because he's trusted in Jesus. So you might say, I don't understand this, but this is talking about the part of you can't see, your soul. And that is true. Jesus says, I will feed your souls. And if you trust in me, the most important part of you is not the outside, the bit that you do every day when you brush your hair and you look wonderful. The most important part is the bit you can't see, your soul. And that's the bit you need to feed with living bread, trusting in Jesus. Okay, let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our time here this afternoon. But we thank you for the wonderful truths in your word. And we pray that you help us to think about them. And to think of what it means to that Jesus is the bread of life. We thank you that he is. We thank you there is nobody else. But we now thank you that we can meet together now to have a chat and have some lovely food. And we pray to bless this food to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please do stay for tea. I've no idea how much is out there, but there will be plenty of bread. Just hope there's some butter around. So, oh, collection. What is the collection for? Sorry, I missed. Street Children in the Philippines. Look what it is. Okay. I'll put a box out here. Is that a box with milk, is it? No. That's right. That's in the background of the voice. There's only a collection that I gave for street children in the Philippines. If you've got some money,